with the polls bouncing around a little bit, it looks like Donald Trump and others are starting to snipe at each other a little bit more, even though Trump, when he was criticized or questioned by anyone before, would come after them. He'd say counterpunch, that he'd counterpunch. If they hit him, he'd counterpunch back at them. Well, now with some polls showing that Dr. Carson is ahead of him and some saying that and yada, 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 it looks like now they're going to start to attack each other a little bit. Jeb Bush is running out of money, but he says, no, that's not really the problem. Who knows what's really happening? One thing for sure is that Hillary is sitting back and smiling that Joe Biden isn't in the race and these dopey Republicans keep sniping at each other. She seems to be able to fly under the radar, and when it comes to Benghazi and her emails, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. It will be a bit of a distraction for sure, but she'll be able to sit back and enjoy until the big race happens. And I'm not sure who will go up against her, but it should be interesting. Note to Republican candidates, stop this crap. Cut the list down a little bit and have a worthy opponent for her, or she'll be right back in the White House. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.